Innisfil, one of Ontario's smallest community halls, is ready to host some big bashes. The second OGG BASSH takes place February 1st at the Guildford Community Hall. Kyle Washoke headlines the show, with DJ Jesse Fex spinning tunes between sets. Fex starts at 7 p.m., with Washoke taking the stage for his first set around 8 p.m. The OGG BASSH, an acronym for Only in Guildford, a big-ass show in a small hall, was created to bring regular music back to the hall and to raise money for the building, which has more than 150 years of history in the Guildford community. It's one of the last community-owned halls in Ontario, run by volunteer boards since 1925. Outside of rentals and donations, there are no steady income streams for the hall, with no municipal subsidy or relief from property taxes, insurance or utilities. It adds a layer of stress for the community members who give their time in service of the hall. Those volunteers get burned out, as current board member Rob Nickel can attest. A former chair, he took his leave for a few years before being drawn back to the hall, like so many other board members he's worked with. It's an essential piece of the community that Nickel wants to ensure remains viable for years to come. Most people assume it's a town facility, an old schoolhouse-looking thing, Nickel said. The hall has always sort of just made it by, through rentals and donations and that sort of thing. For years, Guildford Hall was the beneficiary of the money raised at Jakestock. While it was a valued fundraiser for the hall and its major annual revenue source, it was not without risk. Having an outdoor show always put the event at the mercy of the weather. An ill-timed thunderstorm could wash out not only the music but also the money raised to help keep the hall afloat. Bringing the music indoors removes that uncertainty and allows the hall to create an intimate setting for a fun night. It's an exclusive party. If you buy a ticket, we consider you a member of the Guildford Community Hall, Nickel said. You're one of 100 who gets to come and see a really good band that you've actually heard on the radio. At the first OGG BASSH in October, about $3,500 was raised for the hall, including a $2,000 donation from local real estate agent Robin Evans. A sellout crowd of 100 people were on hand to see 30-odd six perform. The additional money from Evans was welcome, but Nickel realizes such donations are unlikely to come through at each show. If we can clear $1,000 or $1,500 and do four shows a year, that goes a long way to helping the hall with its expenses, Nickel said. Tickets for the next OGG BASSH are $30 each or $50 per couple and include admission to the February 1st show and 3 months of membership to the Guildford Community Hall. To purchase tickets via e-transfer or receive more information, email guildfordhall@yahoo.ca. The third show in the series is set for April 5th, with another exciting local band to be announced as a headliner in the coming weeks.